the business news starts with jail terms for executives. Two former bosses of Tyco International were each sentenced yesterday to spend up to 25 years in a New York State prison for stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from the company. This ends 3 years of legal battling for the former CEO, Dennis Kozlowski, and his second-in-command, Mark Swartz. The first trial ended after 6 months when a juror was believed to have gestured an okay sign to the defense. The second trial ended in June with convictions against the two men on 23 counts of grand larceny, stock fraud, and falsification of business records. Nancy Solomon reports.
The fall from grace for two of the country's highest-paid executives was completed yesterday as Dennis Kozlowski and Mark Swartz were handcuffed behind their backs and taken off to Rikers Island, the gritty New York City jail. A few dozen family members and friends watched, many wept, and Kozlowski's lawyer, Stephen Kaufman, looked stunned when he emerged from the courthouse.
He's a courageous person and he's taking it as well as he can, but it's obviously adverse.
The Tyco executives become eligible for parole in 8 years and 4 months and may be able to obtain an early release for good behavior that could shorten the sentence to just under 7 years. It's a lighter sentence than two recent federal cases. Bernard Ebbers of WorldCom got 25 years to life, and John Regas of Adelphi got a minimum of 15 years. Stephen Cobry, a former Manhattan prosecutor who now defends white-collar cases, says the judge may have found those sentences draconian.
There is a real undercurrent of feeling in the white-collar bar that some of these punishments are just outrageous and are not related to the wrongdoing. So, for instance, the time that Mr. Kozlowski was facing very much paralleled, for instance, what he could get if he committed a rape or a murder.
Cobry says the New York State prison system doesn't have any prisons like the ones run by the federal government, nicknamed Club Fed, where white-collar criminals or corrupt politicians end up.
There just aren't as many white-collar offenders in the state system as there are offenders who commit violent crimes. So I think inevitably Mr. Kozlowski will be in a facility that has individuals who have committed violent offenses.
Kozlowski and Swartz were also ordered to pay $134 million in restitution and $105 million in fines. Lawyers for the Tyco executives say they will appeal the convictions and seek bail for their clients pending those appeals. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.